Just one halakha at a botai. In the laws of Berachot. The Gemara says in Berachot, in the sixth perek, that if a person doesn't know the laws of Berachot, what is his tikkun? Maita kante, the Gemara asks. The Gemara answers, Yelech etzel tamid hacham v'yilmod me'ikara. That you should have went to a rabbi originally in order to study the laws of Berachot. Rav Yonatan Ivish learns from this, from the word me'ikara, that he learns that the first halachot that people should learn are the laws of Berachot. Me'ikara, that should be the first subject that one studies. And that's why Masechet Berachot, Mao, give me 1 minute. That's why the Masechet Berachot is the first Masechet in Shas, because those are the most important laws to know. Not only what berachot to make on each item. That's not learning Hilchot Berachot. What an avocado is, bure priya ayetz, what a banana is, bure priya adama. That's not Hilchot Berachot. That you learn what the products is, whatever some tree is ayetz, whatever some the ground is adama. Hilchot Berachot is the laws of which berachah comes first and which berachah comes second. That even if you know the right berachot, you have to know the order to make the berachot. One simple case that many people are not aware of. If a person has in front of him a peanut, which is bure priya adama, and he has in front of him a grape, which is bure priya ayetz, and the grape also happens to be from the zayin minim, he's going to eat both of them. There's adama on the peanut, and there's ayetz on the grape. Which one does he make first? So most people will say, three reasons why you should make on the grape first. Number one, zayin minim. Zayin minim is hashuv. Not only that, they'll come along and say that they once heard that if you make bore pri adama, could be spotted the ayetz. So therefore you want to get around that sefek. And third, he'll say that the grapes he likes more than the peanuts. So therefore it's habib. So he gives three reasons why you should make the bore pri ayetz first. However, that's not the halakha. Shuhan Aruch in Reshud Aleph, Sa'if Aleph, clearly writes that if you have in front of you Snon Vizayat, Snon is a radish. Radish is like a peanut, Adama. Zayat is Aleph. Aleph is Zayin Minim. Mivarech al Eze Mehem Shirtzeh. You can make the Beracha on whatever you want. And he says, even if the Zayat is Habib, it doesn't matter. You can still make the Beracha on the radish. And Maran says the same thing in Sa'if Gimal. He repeats the same halakha. So therefore halakha l'ma'aseh, one has to know that rule. When it comes to adama and etz, there's no din kedima. The person can make adama first, and then he can make etz first, even if it's zayin minim, even if it's habib. When we talk about making etz on a zayin minim, it's when the berachot are equal, which we'll discuss in the future daily halakha. But for today, when it comes to adama and etz, according to Maran, Ya'aseh mashi yitzeh. No, the person can do whatever he wants. That means he can even make the barakah of adama first.